Show coming your way on KGYM 106.3 FM, 107.5 FM. That's the South and North Gyms in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids. All across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, we've got a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill that we'll be happy to provide to one of our lucky listeners sometime between now and 6 o'clock tonight. Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom joins us for Touching All the Bases, coming up at the bottom of the hour. The big hour, hour number three. Joining me today, Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com and former Hawkeye and NFL tight end Scott Chandler. That's after 6 o'clock. It's the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. Check them out online, LinderTire.com, or in person at one of their three locations here in Iowa, Grinnell, North Liberty, and right here in Iowa City. American League action continuing on. Houston still on top of Boston. Cleveland has just now taken a 3-2 lead on the Yankees, although they've lost the services of Edwin Encarnacion for the rest of the game and maybe the rest of the series. That ankle injury that they were reporting on SportsCenter did not look good. Plenty of action on tap for you this weekend. Iowa hosting Illinois tomorrow at Kinnick Stadium for homecoming. That's an 11 a.m. kickoff. We'll break it down for you beginning at 9 a.m. on the FM frequencies with Before the Boom. And then everybody, with the exception of yours truly, assembles at Coach's Corner afterwards. The minute the game's over, they're back on the air again with After the Final Gun. And that'll go for about 90 minutes or so after Iowa and Illinois meet. The Hawkeyes about an 18-point favorite. One note to pass along, the Iowa State game between the Cyclones and Oklahoma right now has been taken off of the board in Las Vegas. That's usually a sign that something is amiss. And you heard referenced earlier in hour number one what may be leading odds makers to pull that game off the board. And if anything is confirmed by a reputable news source, we'll make sure we pass that along to you. But the Sooners were a four-touchdown favorite over the Cyclones tomorrow in Norman. Also, homecoming in Cedar Falls. 4 o'clock kickoff at the Uni Dome tomorrow. You and I hosting Western Illinois. It's Friday. Alex, are you ready for Love It or Leave It?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since you're
absolutely
sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
All right, Todd. Illinois is Iowa's saddest rivalry, if you can even call it that.
I'm going to love this. I grew up north of the Quad Cities, and I always viewed Illinois as a rival to Iowa because that game gets a lot of play in the Quad Cities area. And then when you look at the grand scheme of things, with Nebraska joining the Big Ten and Wisconsin and that series and how it's grown over the last 15 or 20 years, you've got Iowa State, you've got Minnesota. Illinois isn't really that much of a rival. And then, you know, Legends and Leaders comes along and the teams don't play for 6 years. That certainly doesn't help anything either. Iowa's won 8 of the 9 games in this series going back to 2003. And Illinois, not exactly in great shape as they come to town tomorrow. I'm going to have to agree with this. There's a lot of people around here that if you ask them if Illinois was a rival, they'd probably roll their eyes and say Northwestern's closer to a rival for the Hawkeyes. Now, like I said, my perspective growing up, I always viewed Illinois as a rival because papers like the Quad City Times, it's a big deal. You got people on both sides of the river, but a sad rival, if you can call them that. Again, the Hawkeyes are an 18-point favorite.
Number two.
The running game comes alive tomorrow.
The Iowa running game has struggled this season, and there's been a lot written about it. Last week, it really struggled. They failed to gain over 20 yards of rushing last week against Michigan State. After you factor in the sacks that Nate Stanley took, it was right around 15 yards of rushing for the Iowa Hawkeyes against Michigan State last week. This week is going to be a much easier test for the Iowa offense. Illinois has two true freshman defensive ends, both of them under 250 pounds, and they have two sophomore defensive tackles on a unit that has given up over 180 yards rushing per game. I look for Iowa to come out and overpower Illinois because these two true freshmen are very talented. You have a guy like Isaiah Gay and Bobby Roundtree. Jeremy Werner of Scout.com, who joined us yesterday, talked about their potential as pass rushers, but it said they are just not there physically, and that leads to a lot of issues against the run. So I look for Iowa to run the ball early, run the ball often, and really their rushing game is going to lead them to a pretty lopsided victory tomorrow. So I love the fact that the running game will come alive tomorrow here in Kinnick Stadium.
Number three.
Things will get ugly in Norman sooner rather than later for the Cyclones.
I've got to love this regardless of what's going on with that game tomorrow. Look, 1990 is the last time that Iowa State beat Oklahoma. The all-time series is 74-5 in favor of the Sooners. And that's not going to change tomorrow, and everybody knows that. And this isn't even, I don't think, moral victory territory for the Cyclones. You just got to try to get through this game tomorrow, regardless of what the circumstances are, and come out on the other end and focus on the rest of the Big 12 schedule moving forward. I know 5 weeks ago there was a lot of optimism in Ames that this team could go to a bowl game, and I guess technically until it happens, it's not off the table, but as each week passes, the odds continue to get longer and longer. And look, before this game went off the board in Las Vegas, it was a 28-point spread. That's four touchdowns. And Iowa State, we talked with Brent Bloom yesterday, who coined the term the K-State method, where you try to run the ball and just control the ball. As much, when the ball's in your hands, Baker Mayfield and Oklahoma aren't scoring. And that's how you got to keep the game close with Oklahoma. I agree. I think this one could get really ugly tomorrow.
Number four.
98%.
I leave this. In case you didn't hear, the Louisville basketball scandal takes an interesting turn. Now, I guess no rules have been violated in this circumstance, but the statistics released by ESPN last night and the local Louisville newspaper show that of the Adidas money, of the contract that the University of Louisville and their basketball program had with the shoe company, Adidas, 98% of that money went right into the pocket of head coach at the time, Rick Pitino. And it's interesting because Tom Jurich, who was also on administrative leave, he was the athletic director at Louisville, he had said when this whole scandal broke that the money that was given to the university by Adidas, which was just over $1.5 million, it was earmarked, according to him, for the players. It went towards their uniforms, it went towards facilities. It was spent on them. That, in fact, was incorrect. And according to documents in 2015, Pitino got $1.5 million of the Adidas money. The university basketball program got $25,000, and it got worse in 2016, where once again Pitino got over $1.5 million, and the university got less than $15,000 of that money. So I look at what is happening right now in college basketball, and I love the fact that hopefully this stuff will get fixed. This kind of shadiness that is taking place by the higher-ups, some of the most powerful and rich people involved in college sports, will get fixed, because clearly Rick Pitino was a bad apple, but he is not the only one out there of the kind. So I leave 98% of the money going to Rick Pitino.
Number five.
The Cubs are confident and carefree.
That's what Joe Maddon says, and why wouldn't you be? You won the World Series last year. I think people are just sort of taking an approach to this postseason that what happens, happens. I think Cub fans are going to be disappointed if they ultimately lose to the Nationals or if they advance to the National League Championship Series and they don't get by Arizona or Los Angeles, that it's a missed opportunity. But to be in this position after being down 5.5 games at the All-Star break and to know where this team was at through most of the first half and how much they missed David Ross and Dexter Fowler and some of the pitching came back to earth. I'm with Joe Maddon on this one. Confident, carefree. It's a good way to go through life. It's not exactly something that I've necessarily subscribed to, but I think I like this look from the Cubs. Nobody's giving them a chance. Most of the national pundits have Washington winning the series. This is still the team that won the World Series last year, and for the most part, their roster's intact. They've still got Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo. They've still got Jake Arrieta, Kyle Hendricks. They added Jose Quintana. John Lester's still around. They should be confident, and they should be carefree at this point, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to try to skate in this series because their hands are going to be full.
Number six.
The Cowboys are the Packers' woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Stick with me on this one. I love this. I look at the Green Bay Packers every single year, and I know they're going to make the playoffs. No matter how they start, no matter how they look in the middle of the season, I know that Aaron Rodgers will have that team in the playoffs come week 17 and then beyond week 17. But I can't help but look at that franchise and Ted Thompson, who prides himself on building, the general manager prides himself on building this organization through the draft and from within, and look back and just not exactly be in awe of what has been put around one of, I believe, one of the greatest quarterbacks of our generation. I think the best quarterback in the game right now. And I've said this before, Tom Brady's the most accomplished. If you're talking about skill set, if you're talking about somebody that plays the position better than anybody, it's Aaron Rodgers. And I look at the Dallas Cowboys and what they did through the draft in 2011. They drafted probably the best left tackle in the game right now in Tyron Smith out of USC. In 2010, they drafted Dez Bryant, who has been a huge target in Dallas. In 2013, they drafted one of the best centers in the league out of Wisconsin and Travis Frederick. In 2014, they drafted one of the best guards in the league and Zach Martin. In 2015, they got another great guard and as an undrafted free agent in Lyle Collins out of LSU. And then in 2016, they get one of the best running backs in the league in Zeke Elliott. So I whenever I look at Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, I feel sometimes as if he's being wasted. The prime years of his career are being wasted. Not that they're not a good team, not that they're not a playoff team, but if they could get anything around him like they had when Jordy Nelson was at the top of his game and Greg Jennings was at the top of his game when they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Super Bowl, I think this guy would win three or four Super Bowls. So, hey, I love the fact that the Cowboys are kind of the blueprint of what the Packers should have built through the draft around Aaron Rodgers.
Number seven.
The ultimate reversal of the SI cover jinx is in the works, Todd.
I absolutely love this. If you don't remember, way back in 2014, Sports Illustrated put a picture of the Astros' George Springer on the cover and declared the Houston Astros as the 2017 World Series champs. That was 3 years out. And as much as you want to talk about putting guys on the cover of SI and bad things happening to them, and there's a track record there. I think most people listen to sports talk radio are probably aware of it. This could be the ultimate anti-cover jinx for them 3 years ago to declare the Astros the winner of the World Series. They have had their way with the Boston Red Sox in the first two games of their divisional series. They match up really well with the Cleveland Indians, who right now are still leading the Yankees 3-2. Although they're going to be without the services of Edwin Encarnacion for the rest of the postseason, at least, again, watching his injury earlier today. This Astros team is everything you want it to be in a team nowadays. They are patient. They hit the ball when they do swing the bat. They've got great pitching. the trade that Jeff Luhnow made, bringing Justin Verlander in, a guy who is a proven postseason performer, to front that rotation, the bullpen that they've got, a guy like Chris Devensky, who you can employ in just about any Andrew Miller type of situation. I went with the Indians to win the World Series because I had the Indians winning the World Series back in March. But I'll tell you right now, whoever wins the American League Championship Series this year is going to win the World Series, and I wouldn't be too surprised at this point if it's the Houston Astros.
Number eight.
Love the Heisman talk.
There's a new running back who has put himself in position to be talked about as a Heisman Trophy candidate.
I see what you did there, yeah.
After week five, and his name is Bryce Love of Stanford. And I leave this for two reasons. First of all, Saquon Barkley is the better all-around running back. What Bryce Love has done so far, 1,088 yards through 5 weeks has been outstanding, but he only has two catches for 5 yards. His team has lost two games, and they really don't have a quarterback in KJ Costello that is going to be able to take any attention away from Bryce Love the rest of the season. I think this is a 7-win Stanford team tops, and I think that Bryce Love's production is going to dip. I think the only way that Bryce Love has a chance to win the Heisman Trophy is if he breaks the record set by Barry Sanders in 1988 for the most rushing yards in a season, which would be 2,628. And Bryce Love would have to average 221 yards per game just on the ground to do so. That will not happen. The tough part of the Stanford schedule is out in front of them. They've played UCLA and Arizona State 2 weeks in a row, two very bad defense. They're going to have to play Utah, Washington State, Washington, Cal, and then Notre Dame to wrap up the season. Saquon Barkley's still my Heisman frontrunner. Bryce Love is a great story, but I leave the fact that he is a Heisman candidate.
Number nine.
Those Patriot hot takes may actually be accurate after last night, Todd.
I'm going to love this. Look, I thought it was another overreaction, the way that the New England Patriots have gotten off to this season. And then I watched that game last night, and were it not for really bad place kicking on the part of Nick Folk, who missed three field goals last night, New England would have lost that game. They'd be under 500 right now. Tom Brady has been sacked more in five games this year than he was all of last season. New England's defense isn't getting any better. There is no quick fix on the horizon. And Brandon Cooks, look, I know a lot of people thought he goes from one great offense in New Orleans to the Patriots and he's going to be Tom Brady's go-to guy. I watched him drop a very easy ball last night, and that's not what you want out of your number one. Look, Chris Hogan is basically the number one receiver there. And surprise, surprise, Rob Gronkowski's hurt again. This is looking to be like it could possibly be the decline, finally, of the Bill Belichick-Tom Brady dynasty. And now that's no surprise. Brady's, what, 40 years old. It had to happen sooner or later. But the Patriots weren't that great defensively last year when Atlanta ran out that 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl. They knew they had issues, and I think a little bit of hubris on the part of that organization. They decided or thought that they were going to be able to just get by without making major changes. Well, it doesn't look that way, and there could be more bumps in the road for the Patriots moving forward. Unfortunately, I got to love that one.
Number 10.
Alex, look out for Sparty.
Michigan and Michigan State square off this weekend. And no, not the mean green of Michigan State. Sorry, Ren Baker at North Texas for even bringing that up. I think that Michigan State has a chance to win this game. We picked it on the Carl and Ernie's pick six yesterday. And the 10-point spread is too many points for the Michigan Wolverines, who have struggled offensively and now turn to a new quarterback in John O'Korn, who hasn't started a game since his freshman season at the University of Houston. He is now a senior. He has not started a game since 2013. And this has been a Michigan team that has relied heavily on their defense and the defense has been outstanding despite a lot of the young players that have been inserted, losing 11 NFL players from last year's team. But I think Michigan State in this rivalry game will keep it close, and I think they're going to have every chance to win this game. John O'Korn is not going to be a huge upgrade from Wilton Spate, and the offense is going to have a very tough time against, I'll admit it, I was wrong about them, a much improved Michigan State defense. So I love this. Look out for Sparty tomorrow.
If you don't love it, leave it.
That's an ABC game, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
6:30 Central time.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'd almost throw out the records there, and I'll be interested to see what happens with Michigan in that game, because 6 weeks ago at the onset of the season, who was one of the teams that a lot of people pointed to as saying probably overrated, the air was going to come out of their balloon at some point?
Yep.
It was Jim Harbaugh and the Wolverines. We're going to get inside the matchups in the Big Ten. 7 games this week, including 6 divisional matchups. Rutgers is the only team that isn't playing this weekend, and I don't think anybody's necessarily going to miss the Scarlet Knights on their television set. We'll get inside it in the 6 o'clock hour, what we like to call the big hour here on the Todd Bromwell Camp Show. I'll be joined by Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com and former Hawkeye tight end and NFL player Scott Chandler, set to stop by the Coach's Corner for the third and final hour of the show tonight. So make sure you stick around. And again, a big thank you to Hawkeye Title and Settlement for bringing us the big hour tonight during the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. 5:25, we'll step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, Kyle Mann will have all the news for you on the Midwest One Bank Big Board update, which is right around the corner. More baseball to get inside with Jack Dom. He's going to be joining us in just a few minutes for his weekly segment, Touching All Bases. Back with more after this.
When you're planning for a new home, you're probably focused on how many rooms you need and what design you like, and that's important stuff. But something else to think about is energy efficiency. If you'd like some ideas, come see the latest energy efficiency innovations in action at Linn County REC's Model Home during the Cedar Rapids Parade of Homes October 7th through 15th. This all-star rated home in Solon stars an air source heat pump hybrid heating and cooling system and also features energy efficiency upgrades like a heat recovery ventilator, heat pump water heater, 90% LED lighting, and it's net zero ready. Come see it. And while you're there during the Cedar Rapids Parade of Homes, a Linn County REC Energy Advisor will be on hand to answer your questions. The address is 3987 McBride Place, Northeast in Solon. Find more details and a map at LinnCountyREC.com. Learning more about the most energy-efficient innovations for your next home is just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
These are the $25 Mediacom's taking off the price of its Extreme packages every month for a whole year. That's right. Mediacom's taking $25 a month off its Extreme packages for a whole year. Just show them your current bill from the satellite TV or slow DSL service you've got now. You'll get up to 100 megabit internet with matching Wi-Fi speeds, TiVo DVR, over 230 channels, free on demand, and nationwide calling. Extreme packages with TV, internet, and phone are as low as $24.99 per service a month for 1 year when bundled. Plus, for a limited time, choose a free 1 year bonus, either Showtime or a speed boost up to 200 megabits. Just get out your current provider's bill and call Mediacom at 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details. That's 1-800-SIMPLIFY.
Limited time offer available to qualified new Mediacom customers switching from a competitive TV or HSD service provider. Prices do not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and sports and broadcast surcharges. Internet speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate and ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
We are extremely blessed to have one of the best producers that we've ever had at KGYM back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids right now. Kyle Mann keeping the train on the tracks, as we like to say here. He is bringing you your next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one. Kyle?
Iowa defensive back Josh Jackson has been off to a good start for the Hawkeye defense, and today his performance was validated when he was added to the Chuck Bednarik Award watch list, joining linebacker Josie Jewell in the running for best defensive player in the country. He's tied for the lead in the Big Ten with 2 interceptions and 10 total pass breakups, and also has a blocked field goal. Iowa City West forward Patrick McCaffrey shocked the world last night when he decided to commit to play basketball for his father in the Hawkeyes. The wiry 6'7" forward from the class of 2018 is a 4-star according to 24/7 Sports, the top prospect in Iowa and the 36th nationally. Zach Johnson's playing his second round at the Safeway Open right now. He currently is about 5 strokes off the lead, and the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders begin their season this weekend in Wisconsin. They'll open in Green Bay against the Gamblers tonight before making the short drive to play the Madison Capitals tomorrow. Tonight after the show, we've got a full slate of high school football. It's going to be Scott Unash on the call for Linmar hosting Prairie. That'll be on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym. Prairie's ranked 9th in Class 4A with a record of 5-1 and led by Keegan Simmons, the second leading rusher in Class 4A with over 1,100 yards already. And Alex Kuhn's going to be calling Marion at Clear Creek Amana in a District 4 matchup. Marion enters tied for second with a 3-1 district record, while CCA is 2-2 and trying to get back into contention. That game will be on 106.3 FM, the South Gym.
Lots of high school football action elsewhere tonight, too, including right next door to Coach's Corner Sports Pub. We're going to see a lot of green and gold in here tonight, as a matter of fact, we already are starting to see a lot of that, because not only are the Trojans playing, but it's Cedar Rapids Kennedy in town tonight. And Kennedy folks, if you're making your way south on 380, stop on in Coach's Corner Sports Pub. It is almost right next door to Iowa City West. As a matter of fact, Sean says, why not park here, have something to eat, grab a beverage, and then just walk from Coach's Corner over to Trojan Field. It's not that far. As a matter of fact, a lot of people like to come in at halftime and wet their whistle a little bit before going back and catching the second half. And it's going to be busy here at Coach's Corner tomorrow as well. The pre- and post-game show. A pre-game is on our FM frequencies. Post-game show, however, live right here at Coach's Corner. And that'll be the minute that Iowa and Illinois is over with. The Hawkeyes about an 18-point favorite among odds makers to beat the Illini again. 8 of the last 9 meetings, the Hawkeyes have been victorious. Jeff George Jr. taking over the reins of the Illinois offense. Everything you need to know about tomorrow's game and then some inside the third and final hour, as I'll be joined by Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com and Scott Chandler, who was a huge hit when he was here with us several weeks ago, leading into week one, right? The kickoff. I'm asking you, Alex, and you're usually not here because
I believe that was the case, though, leading into week one.
You leave for high school football, which tonight, as Kyle pointed out, you'll be in Tiffin at Clear Creek Amana. So congratulations, by the way, to Cedar Rapids Jefferson, a big winner last night at Kingston Stadium as they look to keep their playoff hopes alive. It's that time of year, October 6th. We're talking about high school football playoffs as Rob Howe makes his way in the door here. We're just about ready for the shift change. I'm already in hockey mode. You like that? But before we can do that, Alex, I'm going to have you send us out to the sports beat.
We're going to get to that bottom of the hour sports beat, which is brought to you by McDonald Optical. Over 60 years of helping you see your world more clearly in downtown Iowa City and at the Iowa City Marketplace.
When you're looking for a new pair of glasses, it's nice to have a pair of locations to choose from. That's why McDonald Optical has 2 Iowa City locations. Stop and see McDonald Optical in their brand new space next to Panera, inside the Iowa City Marketplace on the east side of town, or come to their tried and true store on South Clinton Street downtown. Schedule an eye exam with one of their excellent doctors, and find your next pair of glasses at one of McDonald Optical's pair of Iowa City stores. McDonald Optical, eyewear as individual as you.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
Cam Newton messed up. He's apologized for his recent comments to a female reporter in Charlotte. Who knows if he really gets it? I guess time will tell. Now, I bring that up because it was an example of an athlete making stupid, insensitive comments, like former NBA player Kenyon Martin did when he said recently that Nets guard Jeremy Lin shouldn't wear dreadlocks, suggesting that he's trying to be black, but hey, his last name is Lin. Stupid. Like the kind of stuff that sets society back stupid. But Jeremy Lin, oh, he handled it beautifully, with enough positivity and intelligence to move us forward more than Kmart set us back as a society. Lin wrote in the Players Tribune that he's glad Martin brought it up, that he appreciates that he has dreads, and that Kmart has Chinese tattoos, as it shows that they respect and appreciate each other's cultures. And oh, by the way, thanks for all you did for hoops. I had your posters on the wall growing up. Bang. How's that for turning a negative into a positive plus some? Lin for the win. In 60 seconds, you want pressure? Try being the Dodgers tonight.
This is Karen's yard, and summer's harsh heat has taken a toll on it. But Karen knows it's fall, the best time of the year to grow grass and repair the damage from summer. So she reaches for Scott's Turf Builder grass seed, so she can grow quicker, thicker, greener grass, guaranteed. Its unique coating helps keep seeds moist, while nutrients feed them so Karen gets lush, green grass this fall. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder grass seed today.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season, like 505 regular fit and 501 original fit for $36.99 each. And check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in store and 60 waist at JCP.com. Hurry, sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. Season the first of the time period from 9/14 to 10/9. See store at JCP.com for details.
It'll keep coming up until they do it again. 1988. You'll hear it several times a game for as many games as the Dodgers exist in this postseason. Tonight, way too late, they play game one of their NLDS against the Diamondbacks. And this team, who survived a legendary slide but still won 104 games, will feel the pressure. Winning 104 games meant nothing when it came to the Dodgers story, by the way, because right now, the first, middle, and last chapters of that story are that they haven't won a pennant since they last won a World Series. 1988. On the hill for game one tonight, Clayton Kershaw, on the heels of yet another dominant regular season, but he's still considered an average at best playoff pitcher. That needs to change. This team needs to win. At least the next two series, or those 104 wins mean absolutely nothing. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat and thinking blue as I've done my whole life, I'm Dari Noka.
Own your man motions this season. Scream at a fumble. Get misty at the Hail Mary pass. Or ugly cry when your draft team tanks. Which won't judge. They'll just show up with box lunches, mini sandwiches, pasta salads, wraps, trays of sweets, whatever you order, and bring it right to your football watch party or tailgate. Which Superior Sandwiches, catering to the emotional football fans up and down the corridor. Place your catering order for the next home game now at whichwich.com.
On every job site, the formula is the same. Less downtime equals more profit. Reduce that downtime with top-notch machinery from Star Equipment, like the JLG engine-powered boom lifts that will make those hard-to-reach jobs a breeze. These units are equipped with sky power so you can run equipment in the air. And for the greatest horizontal reach, a telescopic boom lift will put you right where you need to be. Rent or buy from Star Equipment and improve your job site profits. Star Equipment, Iowa born in 1968. StarEquip.com.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
Welcome back in, 5:37. We've officially reached the halfway point of the Todd Brommelkamp Show, but Alex has departed. He's on his way to high school football tonight, calling the Clear Creek Marion game. You can hear it on 1600 AM, as I should say, 107.5 FM and 106.3 FM, because Scott Unash is on 1600 AM tonight from Linmar. Those are the games we've got on tap. No Cedar Rapids Kennedy on the schedule tonight, although if you're making your way down to Iowa City West for the game, Cougars fans, you're more than welcome. You'll actually blend right in here at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City. Everybody's wearing green and gold, except for the folks that are wearing Cub stuff. It's a little unsettling to see that at Coach's Corner, but Sean has made the decision that, you know what, he's going to embrace the Cubs in the postseason, and we'll see how that goes or how long that lasts tonight. About an hour away from first pitch in Washington, D.C. Joining me now is Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com. He'll be with me for the big hour tonight as well, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. And Jack Dom with us, the Mount Mercy baseball coach, as he has done all baseball season, his segment touching all the bases. And we got a good one going on between the Yankees and the Indians right now. It looks like New York is trying its best to even up that series. But I think most people here in Eastern Iowa, Jack, probably want to start talking with the Cubs and the Nationals, which will get underway shortly. As a matter of fact, it's our poll question tonight at KGYMradio.com, how the NLDS plays out between the Cubs and the Nats. The poll question brought to you by our friends at Emil's Hideaway. Joe Maddon releasing the 25-man roster earlier today. John Lackey makes it. Justin Wilson is on there. No Hector Rondon and a couple other names that were absent as well. What were your thoughts when you saw the 25 guys that Joe Madden's going to war with?
Well, I think the big thing is in the outfielder who they just picked up. I forgot his
Leonis
name.
Leonis Martin.
Was on the roster from the Mariners. That surprised me a little bit. But, you know, Joe, you know, he likes to have those defensive specialty guys. And, you know, the thing about the Cubs, when they put a roster together, they've got so much versatility. You look at all the outfielders, but then also you got Zobrist, you got Happ, you got the guys that play outfield and infield. So it gives them some flexibility. They decide to go with 11 pitchers. Rondon's not on it. You know, the big thing is I think they want to have those left-handed pitchers to face Murphy, who they're very well aware of with when he was with the Mets, and then also, of course, Bryce Harper. So you know, I like what they've done. You know, I think the biggest surprise to me is that they went with Kyle Hendricks in the opener, which I really liked the decision. Very surprised that's the direction they went. But I think they're looking at if they have to go five games, Kyle Hendricks is the healthiest pitcher out of them all, and will be able to come back and give you some quality innings.
What are your expectations for John Lackey out of the bullpen?
You know, I think he's going to be, I think.
Contain yourself, Rob.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, if he doesn't get mad, he might get mad when they call him in, number one. But you know what, I think you've already seen in the playoffs that there's some pitchers that struggle early in games, and I think John Lackey's going to be more of your long guy. You know, he's a little bit of an insurance policy. If somebody struggles, you can bring him in the third, fourth inning. He's going to be able to go out there and give you two or three. And then when you got the matchups, you know, they've got a couple left-handed hitters out there. You know, they used Lackey out of the pen in the last game of the year just to give him a feel for what it's like. And you know what? He's one thing about John Lackey, he's a little ornery, but he's one heck of a competitor. So, you know, there could be a situation, even if it's just for a batter or two, where they could bring Lackey in. Don't forget also, these extra inning games, if also you're in the playoffs and there's an extra inning game, to have a guy that was a starting pitcher that can give you three, four innings, a little versatility from that standpoint, that's another avenue you got to look at.
Zobrist batting leadoff, I see.
Yep.
Strasburg, he's been really good down the stretch. What do you do against a guy like this?
Yeah, you try to sit on that fastball. You know, here's a guy that throws 100 miles per hour, and you're trying to sit on his fastball because his best pitch might be his changeup.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't see that from power pitchers. I think that's the most unique thing about Strasburg is he is one of those elite power pitchers that throws 100 miles per hour, yet his best pitch might be a changeup. And that's tougher to pick up the rotation on a changeup than it is a breaking pitch. So it's going to be a tough challenge for him. And you know what? What baseball's gone to, it very well could be, first of all, the pitcher's not giving up free bases, but who hits the long ball. You know, yeah. It seems like in the playoffs, you look at all these games, you got all these guys throwing, 98, 99 miles per hour, and then they're still hitting the long ball, and the long ball's what's winning right now. And the stat I heard that was absolutely amazing in that wild card game is the Yankees starting pitch or the Yankees pitchers averaged 98 miles per hour in the wild card game. If you threw 97, you're throwing below average form. That's absolutely amazing. Where professional baseball is nowadays. But, I think it's going to be the home run that's going to be the big key.
And you take a look at the series, you've got both teams whose aces are likely to only appear once because Jake Arrieta slated right now for Tuesday in Game 4. He's been dealing with a hamstring issue, so you know there's no way he's available in Game 5. And then the way that it looks, Max Scherzer is going to take the ball Monday afternoon at Wrigley Field. It would be really difficult to bring him back as a starter in a do-or-die Game 5. I guess it is Dusty Baker. Yeah. You could go to him out of the bullpen.
In game
but
four.
Fascinating Game 4. or Game 3, he lobbies the umpires to bring him back taking him out. I don't know.
I don't want to bring this up, but Dusty didn't bring the starters Clement out of the bullpen when he could have way back when he was a Cubs manager. So I'm not sure if he knows he can bring starting pitchers out of the bullpen. So go ahead with your question. I'm sorry.
Well, no, it's interesting to look at. By the way, they have announced that the start time for Monday is going to be either 3:30 or 4:30, depending on the status of the American League Divisional Series. And also in deference to the Bears, who play on Monday night against the Vikings. So it will be an afternoon game one way or the other at Wrigley Field, Game 3.
Trubisky starting.
That's going to be interesting to see. You want to do a weekly football segment with us?
No, I think I'm good.
I think I'm good. Keep you on the payroll here. Why not? There are other teams playing in the postseason other than the Cubs. I don't know what to say about the Dodgers-Diamondbacks series other than I think all three of us up here are probably curious to see what we see out of Clayton Kershaw because the narrative has been there the last several postseasons that he's just a different guy when the postseason rolls around. Does he need to come out and be dominant in order to get that monkey off his back, in your opinion?
Well, you know, they have a pretty good bullpen themselves there, but, Clayton Kershaw has actually thrown well in postseason. He's always had that one inning that he can't get around. So he's had that where he gives up the three or four spot. He's happy the Cardinals aren't in the playoffs. I know that for sure. But you know what, Clayton Kershaw, he's still the best pitcher out there in baseball. The interesting part is the Dodgers have kind of lost their mojo a little bit. And the team that I think everybody is starting to think could be a team that could win the World Series is the Diamondbacks. They've got some tremendous momentum. They've got pitching. They've got hitting. They're a very, very talented team, so it's going to be an interesting matchup. But I think it's a big key for the Dodgers to win this first game, and they need Kershaw to throw the ball well. If they lose, all of a sudden, you know what, you start getting that feeling of, uh-oh, we're struggling. You know, I think they're the only team. What did they have, a 16 game? They lost 15 out of 16 games, and they won 15 out of 16. They're the only team to ever finish above 500 when they – lost 15 out of 16 games, and heck, they won 100 games. It's one of the most unique years you've ever seen, and so I think it's important for them to get off to a good start with Kershaw, give them a quality start.
The unfortunate thing is for the Diamondbacks is they had to burn through Greinke and Robbie Ray the other night. Yeah. If they could have at least saved Ray for that one.
Yeah.
But I think with Kershaw, I mean, with the back injury, which is good, it's not an arm injury, he missed some time this year, so he should be ready to go at this point.
Yeah, you know what, he's probably straight. You know what, sometimes that's a blessing. Now, it depends when it happens. Kershaw came back and got enough starts in before the playoffs where he's doing pretty good. The Cubs are still a little bit concerned about Lester, hasn't been quite as sharp, but also Arrieta. And then you look at Scherzer hurting the hamstring late in the year where all of a sudden they need to give him more rest. I think Kershaw's gotten enough starts in where he's probably feeling pretty good, and he should be pretty sharp. So I expect Kershaw to throw that ball well, it's very interesting. You see all these teams with their number one starters thrown in the second or third game, and you know Cleveland looked great also when Bauer won, and you got you're coming in with your number one guy throwing the second game, Kluber, And now look what that score is, 6-3. You never know in postseason baseball. That's the best thing about baseball, probably more than any other sport. You never know what's going to happen.
I think we're letting our National League bias show here because I think by far the most interesting aspects of the postseason have been the games that we've seen already in the American League, and the Houston Astros have been very fun to watch. Mm-hmm. And I think whoever they face moving forward, assuming that the Red Sox don't come back in that series because they're down 2-0 right now, but the Astros are making a statement.
They really are. And you want to talk about a complete ball club. They are absolutely loaded, not only with power hitters. They're very patient hitters. They're athletic. They play tremendous defense. The addition of a ace who's pitched in the World Series and won in Verlander, what a great pickup late, a difference maker for them. I tell you what, they're scary. Them against Cleveland would be an absolute incredible matchup with those two offenses and those two pitching staffs. That would be very, very fun to watch. I still think Cleveland is probably still the best team in the American League and the hottest team. They come back late in games. They do everything. This Yankees game's not over yet, but Cleveland against Houston would be a lot of fun to watch.
Houston's got a nice bullpen, too. They've been able to move Musgrove into the bullpen, so they've got some depth there with Davinsky. Altuve's just an amazing story. You look at that guy.
did you see 9 guys have hit 3 home runs in the playoffs? It's like Babe Ruth, Reggie Jackson, and Altuve. I mean, and he's what, 5'6"? You know?
That's what they list him at.
Yeah, he's not 5'6", right? I'm not 230 either.
Well, neither am I, but you don't need me to tell you that. Jack Dom joining us for his weekly segment, touching all the bases. So former Cedar Rapids Colonel Mike Clevenger in for the Indians in relief. He didn't have that hair when he was pitching for the Colonels back when he was a member of the Angels organization. Your thoughts on the Indians and the Yankees here, because Cleveland, another team that a lot of people were talking about dating back to last year when they went 7 games with the Cubs. I don't know if you guys saw it or not. Edwin Encarnacion suffered a pretty gruesome injury today. That's going to be a big blow to their lineup.
Did they say what it was?
Oh, they're calling it an ankle injury.
Ankle? Okay. Boy, I thought it looked like an entire leg. It looked like an ankle and knee and hamstring and everything. It was pretty gruesome looking. For a guy going back to the base and spraining his ankle, that looked pretty severe. But, you know, the thing about Cleveland is last year it was all about their hitting. Their pitching was beat up. They had their bullpen, of course, but their starting pitching wasn't where it needed to be. And I just think Cleveland's starting pitching and bullpen this year are in a pretty good position where I just think that they're going to have more starting pitching. Both the Yankees and Cleveland have incredible bullpens. But I just think when you look at that starting pitching, they only need to get 4 or 5 innings out of them, of course. But I think Cleveland's got better pitching depth than what New York has, and the Yankees are the team that's probably a year ahead of where everybody anticipated. And Cleveland's got something to prove. They came out with that World Series hangover the first half, and they've been absolutely outstanding ever since. I think Cleveland's going to sneak out ahead here in this series.
And the Yankees remind me a little bit of the 2015 Cubs, where they got the young guys starting to come up, and a mix of veterans moving forward. Rob, I think you'd probably agree with me, and Jack, we talked last year about the role of Andrew Miller with the Indians and how maybe we were seeing this watershed moment. Well, you look at the postseason now, and Miller is still with the Indians. Archie Bradley with the Diamondbacks is probably one of their best pitchers, but he's not a starter, and he's not the 9th-inning guy. That's Fernando Rodney. Other teams have those pitchers on their roster as well. Is this now just going to become standard practice where the most important guy isn't necessarily pitching that 9th inning for you? He's the guy that's going to come in and put out the fires somewhere between the starter and the closer.
You know what? I've always believed in that. You have that tweener guy, that bridge guy is what you typically call him. Now, the difference is the bridge guy was a guy that used to be able to know how to pitch. Now they're guys that just absolutely throw so hard. It's a different look, but they can. The big thing about the bridge guy is a guy that can give you 2 to 3 innings like Miller can and some other guys that used to be starters.
Davinsky for the Astros, who was an all-star this year, too. Great example.
Exactly. And, you know, it's changed. Now, you can't do that during the regular season. I think that was a big question early in the year. are we going to see you use the bullpen differently during the regular season? Absolutely not during the regular season. Guys will get fried. But, you know, you look and you have starting pitchers going four or five innings. That's the one thing that concerns me about the Cubs. They don't have those power arms coming out of the bullpen like some of the other people do. And now they got some really good arms. And Brian Dunsing, a guy that played at University of Nebraska, he really knows how to pitch, and he's been incredible coming out of the bullpen, but he's not that power arm like some of these other teams have for the Cubs. So, yeah, baseball's changed, especially in postseason. The biggest key, the most valuable player very well could be Andrew Miller again this year, where he got a little wore out and the Cubs got to him last year, but he's going to do the same thing, and he's fresh. He was hurt. Cleveland went on that 22-game winning streak, and Andrew Miller wasn't even pitching for him at the time, which is absolutely amazing.
Looked like David Price was going to be that.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of moved it, but I'm sure the Red Sox would rather have him in a starting role.
Yeah.
And that's really been the – hasn't that been the difference for them this year? They don't have anybody behind Sale. I mean, Pomerantz is decent, yeah.
Pomerantz is perfect in that three or four spot. You know, when you went out and got Chris Sale, you're thinking you got the 1-2 punch of Sale and Price, and then all of a sudden Price has been hurt throughout the year, and now he's coming out of the pen. And Pomerantz has done some good things, but he's just not that dominant pitcher. You look at some of these other teams, they go three deep. You know, Cleveland's got Carrasco throwing, you know, who's one of their best pitchers, and he wasn't even available a year ago. So I just think, you know, Boston's probably a little short in the starting pitching, especially since Price is in the bullpen right now.
Everybody looks at Terry Francona's decision to throw Trevor Bauer in game one. He's an idiot. And then Bauer goes out last night and almost throws a no-hitter, and all of a sudden, hey, Terry Francona's a genius. He knows what he's doing. This always goes by way too fast. We're running out of these, too, by the way, because the World Series is right around the corner. But, Jack, a great job as always. And stick around. Are you watching the Cubs game here for a little bit tonight?
I've got to text my son. I kind of like watching the game with my son, Tyler. And but you know what? He's in high school now, so he might be chasing some girls around. I don't know. So I'll find out when I text him.
All right, Jack Dom, we appreciate it as always. Touching all bases, we'll do it again next week as well. We'll step aside, take a quick break, a very quick break. When we return, we've got some breaking news out of the Iowa State football camp. Kyle will have it for you on our next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Rob Howe leading into the big hour. It's coming up next, back after this.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid AIR is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid AIR has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The AIR offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
Quick out. Let's send it back to the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Kyle Mann's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Kyle, take it away.
Iowa defensive back Josh Jackson has been off to a good start for the Hawkeye defense, and today his performance was validated when he was added to the Chuck Bednarik Award watch list, joining linebacker Josie Jewell in the running for best defensive player in the country. He's tied for the lead in the Big Ten with two interceptions and 10 total pass breakups, and also has a blocked field goal. Now, there's a strange story making the rounds among the Cyclone faithful. Quarterback Jacob Park was rumored to have not made the trip to Norman for this weekend's game with third-ranked Oklahoma. As of now, we know only three things for certain. Park is not serving a suspension. Park was not known to be injured this week, but he was not with the team when it arrived at the hotel in Norman today. Now, the Iowa City West forward Patrick McCaffrey shocked the world last night when he decided to commit to play basketball for his father and the Hawkeyes. The wiry 6'7" forward from the class of 2018 is a four-star according to 24/7 Sports, the top prospect in Iowa and the 36th nationally. Tonight after the show, we've got a full slate of high school football. It's going to be Scott Unash on the call for Linmar hosting Prairie. That'll be on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym. And we'll also have Alex Kuhn calling Marion at Clear Kikamana on 106.3 FM, the South Gym.
Busy, busy night. Thank you, Kyle. And, an interesting story there out of Ames. Officially confirmed that Park didn't make the trip. We don't know the reasons why, but I'm sure we'll find out over the course of the next 12 hours or so. Makes that game a little bit more interesting tomorrow. No, it doesn't. They were a 28-point underdog anyway, but a tough season for Iowa State, getting even tougher. The big hour is next. Scott Chandler, Rob Howe, and I'll get you ready for the Iowa and Illinois game tomorrow. Back with more after this.
Winter is on its way. Is your grass cut out for it? Fall is the best time to seed your lawn.